This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This will not be a historic day. That from a spokesman for Russia's President Vladimir Putin as Putin meets with President Biden in Geneva this morning. The two men shook hands as they got things started. Here's our Julie Walker.
Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the topics on the broad agenda are mostly problematic. Quote, "We have many long neglected questions that need to be trawled through. That's why President Putin is arriving with an attitude to frankly and constructively set questions and try to find solutions." He went on to say this day cannot become historic and we shouldn't expect any breakthroughs. The situation is too difficult in Russian-American relations. Peskov says the bilateral issues Putin wants to discuss include strategic stability, arms control, cooperation in regional conflicts and on the pandemic and climate change. I'm Julie Walker.
Putin's gotten a COVID shot and he was not wearing a mask as he arrived for the meeting this morning in Geneva, but members of his delegation were. Here in the U.S., New York and California are ending most COVID restrictions. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says he knows this has been rough on people.
This has been a tough year for all of us, tough 15 months for all of us, all the fear and anxiety that we've all had to work through. And I'm mindful of that stress still upon so many of you.
California Governor Newsom. The National Weather Service is warning that the continuing heat wave across much of the West is dangerous and will shatter records. The temperature in Phoenix could hit 115 today. It could be even hotter as the week goes on. A panel of experts looking at the worsening heat and floods in Britain says Britain is losing the race to adapt to the effects of climate change. They say preparations are not keeping pace with the risks. This is AP News. Now to what may be in your cosmetics. Possibly high levels of a toxic compound, says a new study.
In announcing a bipartisan bill to ban the use of so-called PFAS in beauty products, some senators released a University of Notre Dame study that finds 56% of eye makeup and foundation, 48% of lip products, and 47% of mascaras contain high levels of fluorine. It's an indicator of PFAS. PFAS are so-called forever chemicals used in nonstick frying pans, rugs, and other consumer products. They've been linked to serious health conditions, including cancer and reduced birth weight. The physics professor leading the study at Notre Dame says it's shocking. The cosmetics not only pose an immediate risk to users, but also create a long-term risk. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.